The Great Sending, Season 4. God's Heart for the World Beating Through You. A series of devotions edited by Will Soans, published by 10th Power Publishing of Elgin, Illinois. This is the first episode of Season number 4, which focuses upon the Great Sending Essentials. This message, Rendezvous with Jesus, was written by the Reverend Dr. David Behnke. Matthew 28:18 tells us, Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age." Baseball players, faced with the unenviable prospect of professional goals which, if achieved to Hall of Fame levels, fail to be met two-thirds of the time, these baseball players inevitably talk about the process of honing their skills. For them, the results will be less than perfect, but the journey of learning and growing in their skills continues throughout their careers. Jesus' final words to the disciples are often parsed as product and achievement, focusing on the command, go, rather than on the process of being sent to make disciples. For the disciples in Matthew 28, Jesus' command to go was all about the divine process of eternal destiny we know as the mission of God. The same should be true of us today. Initiated by God, the starting point of mission is a rendezvous with the crucified and risen Lord. "Meet me in Galilee," Christ tells the disciples, repeating for emphasis the instruction of the aged mitigated through the women, instruction of the angel mitigated through the women to the 11 at the empty tomb in Matthew 28:7. And there, on an undisclosed mountain, the sending process is unveiled for all the disciples. Go is not an imperative in Jesus' sending. A better translation is, as you go around the world to all nations. Jesus is effectively saying, 11 at the rendezvous, as you head out on your journey, do this, disciple. As any Christian knows, the process of discipleship is lifelong. Teaching and learning are not structured as rote indoctrination. Why else would Jesus invite the disciples to teach others to observe all things? He had commanded them. Observing all things he had commanded them. Observance calls for ongoing interaction, for embodying the life of Christ on a daily basis over time. How do we know this? Well, first, this is exactly the way the disciples themselves had been taught, on the road with Jesus, interacting, listening, watching, observing, doing what the Master did and saying what the Master said. Second, these are exactly the stories of the apostles who were sent from the mountain rendezvous to an upper room 10 days later, and then out into the world. Each and all of the 11 become 12. 12 becomes 120, and 120 becomes 3,000. Within 2 weeks. This process of making disciples tackled the tasks baptizing, teaching, and observing from Jerusalem to Samaria to Asia Minor and all other ports of call. How we enjoy reading those stories of God's mission in action. how we enjoy hearing of baptisms and followers moving throughout the ancient world. Rendezvous with Jesus, then, your crucified and risen Lord. Rendezvous in your home, in your sanctuaries, both virtual and in person. And rendezvous on actual roads and on the current version, the internet highway. Make lifelong observant followers of Christ's commands through God's grace as you follow Jesus. This is the process of the mission of God as we live out our discipling destiny. Wow. When, where, and how in your life did God initiate a rendezvous with you? Wow, for me, it was my baptism, it was my parochial education at our Lutheran school. It was in our family around devotions at home, and then going to church. My college days at Lutheran colleges, it just goes on and on. Which leads to the second question, how have you been taught on the road with Jesus as you go about your life and how you share that with others? That's worthwhile thinking. And then with that, describe how you speak about God's rendezvous with you in your family setting. Do you speak with your family the same way you speak with people on the road or in your community? Or are there differences? Please pray with me. Lord Jesus, ruler of our hearts, you have called us to gather and then to go forth, to undertake our life's journey following you. May we be joyful followers, speaking and acting from the urgency of your message of hope and life to all we meet in the way. In your name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.